The healing at the Pool of Bethesda reveals a powerful encounter between Jesus and a man who had been waiting for 38 years for a breakthrough. This moment is not only about physical healing, but it also speaks deeply to our spiritual condition, our approach to God, and the importance of obedience in our walk with Him. In John chapter 5, Jesus meets a man who had been unable to walk for many years. When Jesus asked him, "Do you want to be well?" the man did not respond with a simple yes. Instead, he began to explain his situation. He spoke about how he had no one to help him into the pool, and how others always got there before him. This response reveals something important. Rather than expressing faith or expectation, he focused on his limitations and past disappointments. However, despite this, Jesus still chose to heal him. Jesus told him to get up, take his mat, and walk, and immediately the man was healed. This moment reflects how many of us respond to God in our own lives. Instead of trusting Him fully, we often find ourselves explaining our problems. We focus on what has not worked, how long we have been waiting, and what we do not have. However, God is not asking us for an explanation. He is looking for faith. This challenges us to examine our prayer life more closely. Are we approaching God with trust, or are we constantly reminding Him of our struggles? There is a difference between bringing our concerns to God and allowing those concerns to overshadow our faith in Him. Another key takeaway from this healing at the Pool of Bethesda lesson is the man's response after Jesus spoke. Even though he had been in the same condition for 38 years, he chose to obey immediately. He did not question the instruction or delay his response. Instead, he got up and walked. This shows us that breakthrough often begins with obedience, not understanding. We may not always feel ready, and we may not always understand how things will unfold, but when God speaks, our responsibility is to respond. After the miracle took place, the reaction of the religious leaders revealed a deeper issue. Instead of celebrating the man's healing, they focused on the fact that it happened on the Sabbath. Their concern was centered on rules rather than the transformation that had taken place. This highlights a dangerous mindset. It is possible to prioritize tradition over transformation and rules over people. When this happens, we can miss the heart of God entirely. A true relationship with God is not based on outward appearances or rituals, but on a genuine connection that produces love, compassion, and spiritual growth. Later in the chapter, Jesus meets the man again and gives him an important warning. He says, "See, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you." This shifts the focus from physical healing to spiritual responsibility. Healing is not the end goal, transformation is. Jesus was emphasizing that sin can open the door to greater problems. What we do after receiving from God matters just as much as the breakthrough itself. This healing at the Pool of Bethesda lesson also shows us that sin does not only affect us spiritually, but it can influence every area of our lives. It can create distance between us and God, open the door to emotional and spiritual struggles, delay or block breakthrough, and lead to deeper issues if it is not addressed. Sometimes sin is not obvious. It can show up as unforgiveness, bitterness, offense, anger, or resentment. These emotions may begin quietly, but when they are not addressed, they take root in our hearts and begin to shape our thoughts and behavior. Over time, these hidden struggles can affect our relationship with God and hinder our spiritual growth. This is why guarding your heart is so important. What we carry internally matters more than we often realize. The man at the pool waited 38 years before receiving his healing. This reminds us that God's timing is not always immediate, but it is always intentional. Even in the waiting, God is still at work. He sees what we are going through, and He understands the timing of our lives better than we do. Waiting does not mean that God has forgotten us. It often means that He is preparing us. Another important lesson from this healing at the Pool of Bethesda lesson is how we approach prayer. Prayer is not meant to be a place where we only repeat our problems. It is a place where we align ourselves with God's Word, trust in His promises, and grow in our relationship with Him. Spiritual growth does not happen instantly. It is built over time through consistency. Spending time with God daily, studying His Word, praying regularly, and living in obedience all contribute to spiritual maturity. The healing at the Pool of Bethesda lesson teaches us that faith is more important than explanations, obedience leads to breakthrough, and sin can hinder what God wants to do in our lives. Most importantly, this story shows us that Jesus is not only concerned with our situation, but also with the condition of our hearts. Lord, Help me trust you fully without focusing on my limitations. Search my heart and reveal anything that is not aligned with you. Give me the strength to walk in obedience and turn away from anything that separates me from you. Help me grow in consistency and remain close to you each day. Amen.